A U.S. federal investigation into a police department in the state of Ohio has revealed shocking facts about the police force. The result of the probe has been made public by Attorney General Eric Holder. The investigation says Cleveland police engaged in, quote, a pattern of using excessive force. It also criticizes the force for being poorly trained, having insufficient accountability, and little engagement with the community. Back in November, two police officers killed an unarmed black teenager in the city of Cleveland. 12-year-old Tamir Rice was holding a toy gun in his hand when he was shot dead by police. The shooting set off angry protests. To discuss that a bit further, I'm joined by Mr. Mari Salahan, who is the director of Peace Through Justice Foundation, and he's joining us live now from Washington. Sir, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. I'm wondering if there's any surprise here, really, that a police department has been found to be using excessive force as a pattern of how its behavior has been.
Well, it comes as no surprise to me, someone who's been involved in working around the issue of police brutality and the need for police reform nationwide in America. It's par for the course. It stands to reason that this is an issue that police departments around America are struggling with.
And Mr. Salahan, you know, everyone keeps talking about the fact that there is a problem in the United States when it comes to policing, but no one's really speaking about what solutions exist going forward. How do you feel about that?
Well, there needs to be more discussion around the issue of solutions. And in my humble opinion, one of the solutions that could result in positive change in this particular area are civilian complaint review boards with teeth in them, independent prosecutors for whenever a case involving a police officer using excessive force resulting in homicide becomes an issue. These are the types of things that are needed.
Mr. Salahan, at this time, though, do you believe that any of that will actually happen, though, going forward, considering, as I said, we haven't yet seen even the president necessarily moving forward on issuing any such directives?
No, there haven't been any specific directives articulated by the president or the U.S. Attorney General. But because of all of the communal pressure that's being brought to bear through the demonstrations, There is a discussion going on within the public square, within America's public square. And I believe, I choose to believe that if this communal pressure continues and it continues to build, and you've got sincere forces within the mix that are looking to channel this energy and this outrage the way that it can be productively channeled, we can bring about some positive change in the way policing is done in the United States of America.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we do, as always, appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Mari Salahan, who is speaking to us live by satellite from Washington.